there. This is as far as you can go. And this is where I'm going to stay. There's no place I'd rather be. I'm Ooh-ah, the king of the street. What could be better?
Oh boy, what a great day. Hi kids, I'm on my way to the park. Hey, what was that? Do you guys hear that? What is that noise? Ooh-ah, what are you doing up in that tree?
There's nobody in this tree. Go away.
Well, for one thing, Ooh-ah, I can see you. And for another thing, last time I checked, trees don't cry.
Oh, yeah? What about weeping willows?
Oh, ha-ha, very funny. Why don't you come down from that tree and tell me what's wrong?
I don't know what you're talking about. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm just fine.
Yeah, you look it.
Well, it's just a... That's what happened.
Yeah, I didn't quite get all of that. Could you try it a little slower and without so much waterworks, please?
I've been bad. Real bad. And nobody likes me anymore.
Oh, it can't be that bad.
Well, it is.
Please tell me. Maybe I can help.
Well, for starters, my brother Billy and his friends wouldn't let me play baseball with them because they said I was too little. So when they weren't looking, I took and hid all the equipment so they can't play either.
Ooh-ah.
And then, do you know Bendy Sue Johnson? She lives next door to me.
Uh-huh.
Well, she and her friends call me, short.
Uh-huh.
And like I know I am and everything, but a monkey doesn't like to hear it all the time.
Uh-huh.
Well, every time they saw me, they say things like, "Here comes little shorty cake. He's so cute. He's so little."
Uh-huh.
I finally decided to show them I'm not so cute. So every time I saw them coming, I hide behind their fence and squirt them with my squirt gun and send them running.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and they stopped calling me names, but I'm still mad because I know they still thought I was short and because, well, I am short. So I decided to get out my water balloons.
Oh, no. Ooh-ah. That was bad.
Yeah, and they were soaked, too. But that didn't make me feel better, either.
Well, I should think not.
So this morning...
Yeah?
Well, Bobby, I never really knew this before, but... one of those water balloons, well, they can hold an awful lot of chocolate syrup.
Oh, no.
Well, to make a long story short, when Bendy Sue come down the street, she wasn't with her friends.
She wasn't?
No, she was walking her cat, Fluffy. And... splat!
Ew!
Yeah, it was terrible. Sticky gooey everywhere. I thought doing all those things would make me feel better, and well, maybe taller, but I feel so terrible. And then, you know what else, Bobby?
I'm afraid to ask.
I never felt so small my whole life.
Well, it sure sounds like you've made some pretty bad choices, all right.
The worst, and I didn't know what to do, so I climbed this tree, and this is where I'm staying. I don't have any friends down there anyhow.
Hey, Ooh-ah, I know someone who can help you. I used to do bad things too. I was mean and selfish. Then one day, I met Jesus.
Jesus? Oh yeah, I've heard of him, but he wouldn't want to meet me. I'm too bad and I'm short.
Oh, Ooh-ah, that's where you're way wrong. Listen, last week I read this story in the Bible in Luke 19, verses 1 through 10. It reminds me so much of you. It's not even funny.
Really? How?
Well, there was this guy who lived in a city called Jericho, and his name was Zacchaeus.
Zacchaeus?
Yeah, and that's almost as funny as Ooh-ah.
Yeah, hey.
Well, anyway, nobody in this town liked Zacchaeus at all. You see, he was a tax collector.
What's that?
You see, back then, and even now, when you buy or sell things or own property, you have to pay money to the government called taxes to help pay for roads and schools and stuff like that.
That makes sense. What's the problem?
Well, back in Bible times, most tax collectors were really bad men who not only took the taxes that were due, but they took a lot more money and kept it for themselves.
What? That's not nice at all.
No, it isn't. Zacchaeus must have done that a lot because the Bible says he was rich.
Oh man, no wonder people didn't like him. Sounds like he made a lot of bad choices too.
He did. So anyway, one day Zacchaeus found out Jesus was coming to his town, Jericho, and he wanted to see Jesus.
Wow!
So when Zacchaeus heard that Jesus was coming down the road, he ran to see Jesus, but he couldn't.
What? Why not?
Well, there's something I forgot to tell you about this guy.
What's that?
He's short.
Really? That's weird.
Yeah, and there was such a crowd on the road that Zacchaeus couldn't see over them. All the people were so mad at Zacchaeus because of the bad things he'd done. They wouldn't make room for him.
Man, some people were mad at him just like they're mad at me, huh, Bobby?
Yep. So Zacchaeus had an idea. He ran down the street the way Jesus was walking, and he climbed a sycamore tree just so he could get a good look at Jesus.
Oh man, that's really weird.
Starting to sound familiar, huh?
Yeah.
So when Jesus reached that very spot where Zacchaeus was hiding in that tree, he looked straight up and said, "Zacchaeus, you come down, for I am going to your house today."
You're kidding. Jesus knew his name and everything?
Yep. He knew his name and everything.
Even though he was such a bad guy?
Yep. Even though he was such a bad guy. The people around them didn't understand it either. They didn't know why Jesus would want to go to the house of such a sinner.
What did Zacchaeus do?
That's the best part, ooh-ah. He was so happy to see Jesus and so sorry for all the bad things he'd done that he told Jesus in front of everybody, "Here and now, I give half of all I own to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay him back 4 times the amount."
What did Jesus do?
Jesus told him, "Today, salvation has come to this house."
Jesus saved him bad as he was?
Yep, as bad as he was. And from that time on, Jesus helped Zacchaeus make good choices.
Starting with helping the poor and paying all those people back, huh, Bobby?
Yeah, you know, after I read that story in the Bible, my grandma taught me a song about Zacchaeus.
Really?
Yeah. Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And as the Savior passed that way, he looked up in that tree and he said, "Zacchaeus, you come down, for I'm coming to your house today."
That was really neat song, Bobby. Do you think Jesus would help me start making good choices if I ask him to?
It doesn't matter who you are, big, small, good or bad. All you have to do is ask Jesus to forgive your sins and come into your heart, and he'll start living with you today.
Well, that's just what I'm going to do. Wait, right here. And you know what I'm going to do after that?
No, what?
I'm going to go find my brother and give him back his stuff. I'm going to go find Bendy Sue and all her friends and tell them how sorry I am. Then, I'm going to help her wash her cat.
That sounds like fun.
You know, I really like Fluffy. Zacchaeus was a wee, wee little man.
And a wee little man was he.
Yes, he's coming to my house today.
Bye, kids.